We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, I'm Liz Munoz, CEO of Torrid. And at Torrid, we know how hard it is to find a bra that looks great and feels super comfortable, especially if you're a bigger or curvy girl. So we have spent the last 2 years building the perfect everyday wire-free bra with the belief that it should feel as good as it looks. It gives all the support and shape you'll ever need without any of the wires. Honestly, it's the first bra you'll forget to take off when you go to bed. So come to Torrid.com and try our life-changing wire-free bra today.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Nick Agar Johnson. He is the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for Hashtag Basketball and Nets Republic. On the program, we discuss the NBA trade deadline and also the LeBron James and LaMelo Ball injuries and so much more. Nick is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Hey, Sarah, I wanted to catch you before you left. Don't come to our house for the party. There's been a change in plans. We got into some twisted tea, hard iced teas, and one thing led to another. And now we're at the billionaire's house, baby. Yes, the one with the airstrip. Look, the password at the gate is lobster. You gotta get here.
Whoa,
that's a llama. Twisted tea. Keep it twisted!
Please drink responsibly.
Progressive.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal. A safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The thing about the home and auto bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the home and auto bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the home and auto bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with a ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the home and auto with the shaman in the jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Independent.
Welcome home to Click. Hundreds of data analytics leaders are coming home to Click to gain insights from data. Why? Well, it's simple. Better performance, greater usability, and a lower total cost of ownership. Plus, with Click, you can accelerate business value from data on Click's cloud or any cloud. Don't just take our word for it. It's what data analytics leaders are saying. Visit click.com/welcome home to hear why hundreds of leaders in data analytics have come home to Click. That's Click, QLIK.com/welcome home.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations. Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
A payroll and HR company needs to be prepared for whatever is going to happen. You could say that over 70 years of experience helping businesses all over the world run smoothly is good preparation. But for ADP, that's not enough. To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, we're staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate the complexities. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people.
Played just amazing basketball in the bubble during the playoffs. One of the key components to the Lakers winning a title. LeBron, down he goes and he grabs his ankle. LeBron with his right ankle, and he's hurting.
Looks like that it rolled up on or something, because there was a double team there. And when he went down to the floor to try to get the semi-loose ball, that's when he got the ankle injury. And you can see how he's writhing in discomfort here. So we'll take a timeout and see the extent of it when we come back. Rolled up on, and it's not your atypical type of sprain, because it's like an inversion where normally sprain you turn it the other way. He turned it in. Those are really, can be really painful. I'm very curious to see how he responds after he's trying to stay on the floor right now.
And he's going to shoot from the corner.
Possession for the Hornets. LaMelo can't cash in. Hornets down 17. And again, wonderful anticipation by LaMelo. And LaMelo, a hard dribble, hits the deck and left free throws. And I love it. Two Hornets immediately come to his help to bring him up.
Yeah, I love the fact he just missed two shots on that previous offensive possession. Maybe the first one ill-advised, the second one a little quick, but still has the attack mentality to play downhill and get to the line.
Three steals for the 19-year-old. Fox Sports South, Southeast, and Carol.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's been a weird, strange of events happening lately in the National Basketball Association, with injuries to one of the greats of all time, LeBron James, and an injury to the future of the league, LaMelo Ball. We'll talk about those injuries as well as the NBA trade deadline that has just passed. We want to welcome to the program the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast, and he's also a writer for Hashtag Basketball and also a writer for Nets Republic. Let's welcome him to the program. It's Nick Agar Johnson. Hey, Nick, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Ed. It's great to talk about basketball on Friday afternoon.
You're right about that. Absolutely, my man. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So we're going to talk more about LeBron and LaMelo in just a little bit, but let's start off with the NBA trade deadline for a moment. I want to start off with one of the blockbuster deals that we had, or the Orlando Magic. they really went and shipped out a lot of their talented stars. Let's start off with Nikola Vucevic. Nikola Vucevic was dealt to the Chicago Bulls along with Al Farouk Luke Aminu. And in return, Orlando gets Wendell Carter Jr., Otto Porter, and first-round picks in 2021 and 2023. I was a little bit shocked about the Vucevic being dealt. Kind of give me your take on what happened with Nikola being dealt to Chicago.
So it certainly seemed like in the days leading up to the trade deadline that Orlando was going to make some moves, but probably hold on to Vucevic. And instead of sort of having a fire sale, they really just sort of nuked the whole roster in Orlando. And part of that was, you know, ending up agreeing to a trade for Vucevic. So for the Orlando side of things, it's really just that they were having a really tough season, both injury-wise and sort of record-wise, even among the guys who were healthy. So now they're clearly looking to make a push for a top five pick in the upcoming draft. It's interesting, I think, that they took a flyer on Wendell Carter Jr., who has shown some serious flashes when he's been healthy, but has really struggled on the health front. For the Chicago side, I think this really solidifies them as a team that might even push for home court advantage next season and certainly are looking to sort of get out of the play-in mix for the playoffs. They're currently the 10th seed in the East, but I think they have a good shot to make it up maybe even to the 7 or 8 seed, depending on how the rest of the season goes for them with Vucevic now in Chicago.
Yeah, Vucevic definitely brings an interesting element to Chicago, like you said, Nick. And, of course, we can't forget about Chicago. They have Zach LaVine and also Lauri Markkanen is in the mix as well. So this definitely positions Chicago to try to move up, as you said, going from 10th to possibly maybe getting an 8th spot or even a 7th spot. But Orlando, I thought, you know, it kind of makes sense of the other picks we're going to talk about. But I really thought Vucevic was going to kind of stay around maybe a little bit longer. But nevertheless, Nikola Vucevic and Alfa Luke Aminu were dealt to the Chicago Bulls, and in return, Orlando will get Wendell Carter Jr., Otto Porter, and first-round picks in 2021 and 2023. All right, Nick, let's stay with Orlando. Aaron Gordon, one of the premier rising stars in the league, one of the top high flyers, a guy that definitely plays above the rim. Denver's already young and talented, and they continue to add that because the Denver Nuggets receive Aaron Gordon and Gary Clark, and in return, Orlando will get R.J. Hampton, Gary Harris, and a first-round pick from Denver in 2025. What went wrong with – we heard a lot of things happening with Air in terms of being frustrated with the future trajectory of the Magic. What else went wrong with Air and time in Orlando?
Well, I mean, Dwayne Wade robbing him of a dunk contest win was one of the things that went wrong for him. No, but it's sort of on a more serious note with Gordon – I think the issue with him in Orlando is just that they weren't really sure what they wanted to do with him role-wise. I mean, he spent a lot of time for them as a small forward, which I don't think is a natural position for him. He spent a bunch of time at power forward with really a logjam for the Magic at center, you know, not only with Vucevic, but Mo Bamba, recent high draft pick as well on the roster, and Ken Burch actually being ahead of Mo Bamba in the rotation. It really sort of cut out opportunities for Aaron Gordon to play, you know, power forward or center, where I think he could be an incredibly useful piece as someone who can not only be a high flyer, but also is a really solid passer and has shown some defensive versatility. I think this trade was a huge win for Denver because I think he'll be a wonderful fit alongside Nikola Jokic. But with Orlando, I think part of the problem was that Gordon sort of vacillated between being the guy that they were building around and sort of being a secondary piece behind Nikola Vucevic and various other high draft picks that came into the Magic rotation after Aaron Gordon. So he'll get another shot in Denver at sort of a bigger role, I think a better defined role in Denver, certainly. And it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But, you know, again, for Orlando, it's really just that they've sort of blown up this roster and they're already towards the bottom of the standings. They're going to be falling even further and hopefully getting one of the top five picks in this upcoming draft where all five of the top guys in this 2021 draft class look like they'll be really exceptional players.
yeah, they should be exceptional players. But, man, Denver just got so much better with adding Aaron Gordon. Again, with Nikola Jokic is there, Paul Millsap, Jamal Murray. Man, what a phenomenal player he is. And Denver just gets better again with the acquisition of Aaron Gordon going to Denver coming from Orlando. All right, another trade I want to discuss, Nick, is the Houston Rockets and the Miami Heat. Victor Oladipo is going, will be headed to the Miami Heat, and in return, the Rockets will receive Avery Bradley, Kelly Olynyk, and a 2022 right to swap a first-round pick. All right, what was the allure of Oladipo? In your opinion, what was the allure or the interest in Miami wanting to receive Victor Oladipo?
So for Miami's side, they really didn't give up very much in terms of players that were heavily involved in their rotation. Avery Bradley's been hurt and been in and out of the rotation for them. Kelly Olynyk has played a decent amount for them this season, but they sort of got their Kelly Olynyk replacement earlier in the day when they traded for Nemanja Bjelica. So for Miami, this is really a low-cost flyer on a guy in Oladipo who has not played very well this year, but as recently as 3 years ago was an all-star and one of the 20 best players in the NBA probably. So they get a low-cost flyer on Oladipo. If he plays really well down the stretch run of the season, then maybe they offer him a contract in the offseason. And if he sort of plays in a similar way to how he's played in Indiana and Houston this season, then maybe they just let him walk.
All right, so Oladipo heads down to Miami. Now, this is a trade that I'm a little bit puzzled about, Nick. The Atlanta Hawks receive Lou Williams, cash, and a second-round pick from Portland in 2023 and a second-round pick from the Clippers in 2027. And in return, the Clippers will receive Rajon Rondo. This is an interesting trade right here because Lou Williams had been playing very well, and I don't know. I mean, Rondo had played exceptionally well much of the year while in Atlanta, but I don't know. I'm kind of a little puzzled by this trade right here. We know that the Clippers, I mean, Patrick Beverley is not your traditional point guard, but Lou Williams, he's not a traditional point guard neither, but he's always been efficient. He's always been one to score a lot of points. Rondo is your traditional point guard, scores when needs to. He's very efficient, but what are your thoughts on this trade?
I think that if you look at this trade in terms of how they've both been playing this season, it looks like a really terrible move for the Clippers. But I think this is a trade that you really have to wait to judge it until the playoffs, because ultimately, while if you just sort of look at their play this season, you would wonder why are they, you know, giving up assets to get Rondo and also sending away Lou Williams. But I think this is really a playoff-focused trade because Lou Williams has been an exceptional scorer in the regular season, but if you look at his playoff numbers, he has really, really struggled in the postseason. Whereas Rondo, you know, the whole playoff Rondo thing is that he consistently plays much, much better in the postseason than he does in the regular season. So if the Clippers have a couple of good Rondo games in the second round and maybe even the conference finals, I think this could be a big win for them. But if you just sort of look at how they've both been playing this season, it makes pretty much no sense for the Clippers. But really, I think this is just a playoff-focused maneuver, and they're hoping that the Rajon Rondo that the Lakers got in the postseason last year is the Rajon Rondo that the Clippers are going to get in the postseason this year.
Okay, let's move along now to the Portland and Toronto deal. The Toronto Raptors shipped Norman Powell to the Portland Trailblazers, and Norman Powell was a highly respected player during his time in Toronto. The Blazers received Norman Powell, and in return, Toronto will receive Rodney Hood and Gary Trent Jr. Again, I'm a little bit puzzled by this trade, Nick, because Norman made a lot of difference in Toronto with helping out, being a complimentary piece to players like Pascal Siakam, also Kyle Lowry, and Fred VanVleet. What, in your opinion, what was the deal behind this trade?
So I have to be honest, I'm a little bit puzzled by it too, but I think really the situation here is that Norm Powell is about to be an unrestricted free agent. He technically has an $11 million player option for next season, but given how he's played this year, I think there's basically a 0% chance that he picks up that option unless he gets injured or something. So whoever Norman Powell plays for, that team is either going to have to pay him a lot
as an unrestricted free agent in this upcoming free agency, or they're just going to have to let him walk. So I think Toronto sort of decided, you know what, Gary Trent Jr. is going to be a restricted free agent, not an unrestricted free agent, and he's probably going to get a much smaller offer in free agency than Norm Powell is. So I think this is sort of a future-focused move for the Raptors in terms of sort of maneuvering their cap space. But for Portland, I think Norm Powell could be a really huge piece for them. I think he fits a little bit better alongside Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum than Gary Trent did. And, you know, they also had to give up Rodney Hood, which will certainly weaken their wing rotation. But I think that Toronto ultimately came out on top in this move. Obviously, we'll have to see how they play the rest of the season before we can really judge. But I was a bit puzzled by this one, too. And I think that Toronto ended up getting the better end of this deal.
Okay, let's move along now. Again, Orlando just continued to dismantle their team. As you said, Nick, the Orlando Magic traded another young rising star in Evan Fournier. He was traded in Celtics, and in return, Orlando is going to receive two future second-round picks from Boston. We don't know who these second-round picks are, but we do know the talent that Evan Fournier presents for Boston. It's been a tough year for the Seas, and just kind of give me your thoughts on Evan headed to Beantown.
I think he's a great fit for the Celtics, and Danny Ainge almost traded for Nikola Vucevic and Aaron Gordon and LeBron James as well at the trade deadline, but unfortunately came so close and just fell short on those trades for Danny Ainge. But in terms of the trade that he actually did make with Fournier, I mean, he really bolsters the Celtics bench, and the Celtics starting unit has been pretty consistently solid throughout the season, but their bench has just struggled mightily to score, and what Fournier adds is a solid spacer from three-point range. You can really sort of fill it up at all three levels, but particularly from beyond the arc. And defensively, he's not great, but he's also not really terrible at all. And, you know, he's got wing size, so the Celtics can sort of use him in switching defensive schemes pretty reasonably. He's not going to get, you know, absolutely roasted, even if he might not be the best defender in the world. So I think this was a really good move for Boston, and I think they probably should have tried to do a little bit more than this, just based on where they are in the standings currently. But this was a good pickup, I think, for the Celtics. And for the Magic side of things, you know, they were not going to be playing particularly well down the stretch of this season anyway, so they at least get a little something from the Fournier side of things in terms of those second-round picks.
With all of these draft picks that we have, Nick, I want to know, do you think Orlando could be in the sweepstakes to possibly land Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State?
I think they're definitely in the sweepstakes. I mean, they're already, you know, towards the bottom of the standings. I think they were fourth as of the end of yesterday's games, by which I mean fourth from the bottom standings-wise. The sort of redoing of the lottery odds means that even if they have the worst record in the league, they still have a chance to fall out of the top four. But, you know, I think that between Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Jalen Suggs, Jalen Green, and Jonathan Kuminga, if you get a pick in the top five of this year's draft, you're going to be really, really happy no matter who you get. And Cade Cunningham would be the most helpful piece for Orlando. I think he would be the most helpful piece for any team. I have him as a clear number one in this class. But for the Magic, I think as long as you remain sort of in the bottom two standing-wise, if you can fall below a Detroit or a Minnesota maybe in the standings before the end of the season, then, you know, you have a virtual guarantee of getting one of those five guys, even if they don't get Cade. But I think they will be one of the teams that is very clearly fading for Cade down the stretch of the season.
All right, and also an interesting storyline as a part of the trade deadline, Nick, was Kyle Lowry. I mean, one of the most respected players in the league and definitely well-respected in Toronto playing for the Raptors. Why didn't why wasn't Kyle Lowry dealt by the Raptors?
Honestly, I think the reason that the Raptors held on to Lowry is because they weren't particularly desperate to get rid of him. I mean, I think ultimately, you know, Lowry is the best player, most favorite Raptor in franchise history. You know, he won a ring with them. He's clearly still a great player, even though he's 35 and maybe not sort of on the timeline of future top-tier Toronto teams. But ultimately, if you're a Masai Ujiri sort of looking out at the landscape, if you're not getting a great deal for Kyle Lowry from a Philly or a Miami, where two of the teams that were sort of high up in the rumor list for Kyle Lowry, you know, if you don't get a great deal, then I don't think it's worth it to move on from Lowry. But I will say that Toronto shipped out a couple of players for second-round picks. They sent Matt Thomas to the Utah Jazz. They sent Terrence Davis to the Sacramento Kings. And them sort of shedding roster spots seemed like a pretty clear signal that they were actually going to move Kyle Lowry. So it was a bit shocking when they made those moves and then ultimately didn't end up trading Lowry. But I think the reason why Toronto held on to him is because they just weren't getting, I'm guessing anyway, that it was because they weren't getting the kinds of offers that they were hoping for.
It would have made no sense, none whatsoever, to get rid of Kyle Lowry. I mean, he adds, he's, like you said, he's the most beloved player in the organization, and he adds such an element to that squad. I mean, you know, him along with Fred Van Vliet and Pascal Siakam, I think he adds so much to that team. I think if they would have gotten rid of him at the deadline, it would have not been good for Toronto. But I'm so glad that, like you said, Masai Ujiri, they decided to keep him. They didn't get anything for him or a deal that wasn't pleasing to Toronto. So that's the deal on the NBA trade deadline. Always exciting and always filled with lots of great stuff, and definitely keeping you on the edge of your seat. All right, Nick, let's get now to one of the premier players in history, LeBron James. Recently, he suffered a devastating injury, a high ankle sprain. The status right now is that he's expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. Have you heard anything else about LeBron and a possible timetable for him to return?
Yeah, so what I had heard was that the timeline was 4 to 6 weeks from the time of the initial injury, which was last week. So, in other words, 3 to 5 weeks from today, which obviously it's devastating to any team when you lose LeBron James, who's one of the best players in the history of basketball. But, you know, the other thing I think that plays a factor here is that their second best player, Anthony Davis, is still out for another couple of weeks. So it's not just that they're missing out on LeBron, it's that they were already playing short in terms of star power. But with the Lakers, they, I think, will still be a very solid defensive team. They've been the number one defense in the NBA by a pretty significant margin for most of the season. Granted, a lot of that is because of LeBron and because of Anthony Davis, but I think they still have enough pieces that they can make the defense work on that end. The question is just going to be how this team scores until LeBron gets back. And if Anthony Davis comes back in another week or so, he was scheduled to be out 2 weeks as of a couple of weeks ago, so he's likely to be reevaluated soon. If Davis comes back shortly, I don't think the Lakers will fall all that far down in the standings. But if Anthony Davis continues to stay out and LeBron misses another 3 to 5 weeks, then I think we have to think about the possibility that the Lakers might end up in one of the play-in games, which would be really fascinating for a whole lot of different reasons.
It would be fascinating. Let's stay with LeBron and AD for a moment. We know how extremely valuable both of these players are, not just to the franchise, but just to the NBA as a whole. Nick, I want to ask you, the Lakers right now are still in prime position to possibly become the number one seed or maybe be a high seed as far as number two or number three. If you are in Lakers management, do you allow both of your stars to stay out a little bit longer and just get them ready for the playoffs, or do you bring them back in terms of that work along that timetable for them to return?
So I think if I were in Lakers management, it would really depend on the next reevaluation for Anthony Davis, because again, I think the defense will be fine either way, but I think they're going to seriously struggle on offense if they miss both of those guys for a significant period of time. And they're currently fourth in the West, and Denver's only a game back from them right now, as is Portland. So, you know, I think that the Lakers could be totally fine with sliding down to the sixth seed. because then they're still avoiding the play-in. But if it's, say, a week from now and both of those guys are still out and the Lakers are 0-3 since LeBron went down, if they continue to lose games, you know, if they lose to Cleveland tonight and, you know, lose a couple games early next week, then I think they really should try and bring at least Anthony Davis back. LeBron, I would just wait until I'm 100% certain that he's 100% healthy, both because, you know, he's obviously a lot older than Anthony Davis, but also because I think the Lakers will be fine with one of those guys, but if they're without both of them for a significant period of time, I think that's where you start getting worried.
Yeah, man, the West is so talented and so full of great stars on that roster. Currently, as this interview is airing, Utah remains number one, and then the Clippers are number two. The Lakers are currently third at the moment, and then, of course, like you said, Denver and Portland are not that far behind, so the West is always a dogfight. And speaking, we go from one of the greatest of all time to a future superstar in the making, LaMelo Ball, clearly a front runner to win the league's Rookie of the Year. He recently suffered a fractured bone in his right wrist. He recently had surgery. There were reports that were saying that he could miss the rest of the year. But now, Nick, it appears that they're saying that he may return possibly for the Charlotte playoff run. Kind of give me your thought. Give me any information that you've received in terms of the latest with LaMelo and his possible return.
So the latest I've heard is basically what you already said, which is that the initial diagnosis without surgery was that he'd miss the rest of the season. But after having surgery on that fractured wrist, he will be reevaluated in 4 weeks. So I think at that point, if you're Charlotte, you know, it's probably worth it to bring him back if the reevaluation goes well. But I mean, if there's any doubt at all for LaMelo Ball coming back, I would definitely be on the cautious side if I were Charlotte. I mean, they have a few other good players to the point where I don't think they're going to fall out of the playoff mix entirely, especially since they're the fourth seed as of this recording. So if I'm Charlotte, I am just being as careful as I possibly can with LaMelo Ball's injury, but if that reevaluation looks good in 4 weeks, I mean, they're going to be a team that's a quick out in the playoffs if LaMelo isn't playing. But if LaMelo is playing, then I think Charlotte would be a really interesting and really scary first-round opponent for a lot of different teams. So, again, it's a tough decision just because LaMelo is so important already as a rookie. But the fact that he's sort of this budding superstar in the making would make me be extra cautious if I were the Hornets, because really the timetable is going to be the future when you have a 19-year-old budding superstar, and risking that for sort of a late push at the playoffs in his rookie year, I just don't think would be worth it for them.
Yeah, it's a situation similar to last year with Zion Williamson and the New Orleans Pelicans, with him having the knee issues, and they have to be very careful how they handle that situation. It looks similar to that with what they're doing in Charlotte with LaMelo. I mean, the East is basically wide open. We know Philly, Milwaukee, and Brooklyn are currently the top three teams in the East, and then there's Charlotte, and then the Knicks, man, they've been on the rise as well. Then Atlanta, Miami, and then Boston, and also you got Indiana and Chicago are not too far behind either. So definitely a lot happening in Charlotte, definitely a lot happening in the association. Well, Nick, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody what you do as the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast.
Well, first of all, thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate this chance to get to talk some basketball. In terms of my stuff, so yes, the NBA Deep Dives podcast, which can be found on whatever podcast player you might be using. As of a couple weeks ago, I've started doing weekly draft deep dives on that feed with my co-host Tyler Metcalf, who is the draft expert for #basketball.com. So that's also where you can find most of my writing. I rank teams and do power ranking blurbs for the #basketball power rankings every week. And then you can also check out my work at Nets Republic, doing a decent number of game recaps so far this year, and maybe sort of a couple more in-depth articles coming there sometime in the next few weeks.
awesome to hear. Just go more into detail, because you also write for hashtag basketball, and as you mentioned earlier, Nets Republic. Just go more into detail about those two websites that you write for.
Sure. So Nets Republic is a Nets-focused website, as you might have guessed. We've got a lot of great writers there covering this incredible Brooklyn team, which, you know, it's been really interesting because I've been writing for Nets Republic and the site that spawned Nets Republic for quite a while now, and it's been incredibly fun to sort of track the Nets from bottom feeding team to really exciting young playoff team to this juggernaut that the Nets have today. And then in terms of writing for hashtag basketball, it's mostly just about our weekly power rankings for the hashtag basketball website. We have a lot of other talented writers who are writing about the 27 teams that I'm not covering. So, you know, great stable of talent at both websites, and I'm really happy to be writing for both places.
Awesome. Great to hear, my man. And before we let you go, Nick, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as NBA Deep Dives podcast, hashtag basketball, Nets Republic, where they can find those entities on social media. And if you have any websites, you know, let them know that as well.
For sure. So my personal Twitter handle is NBA Johnson. So I will put pretty much all of my work up there. And then hashtag basketball, you can find at HASHT basketball on Twitter. And they also do a ton of really great fantasy basketball stuff. So if you're into that, definitely check out hashtag basketball. And then Nets Republic is at Nets Republic on Twitter and Instagram.
You heard it from him. He is Nick Agar Johnson. He is a writer for hashtag basketball and Nets Republic, and he's also the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast. Check him out on the various social media platforms for podcasts and also for great articles as well. Nick Agar Johnson. Nick, thank you so much for being on the program, and if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, and definitely would love to maybe come back on at some point in the future.
You got that, my man, and we'll be back with more right after this.
In the painted area. Played just amazing basketball in the bubble during the playoffs. One of the key components to the Lakers winning a title. LeBron, ooh, down he goes, and he grabs his ankle. LeBron with his right ankle, and he's hurting.
Looks like he got it rolled up on or something.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal. A safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal. Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you.
I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home.
You can see right here, I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back, my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo.
Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations. The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance, or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. A wing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could say big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Lay, detector test.
Indeed. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled by mushy pork pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs-downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support. The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture. I call it midnight feng shui. And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Na na na. Ba. Ba. Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could say big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups. Foul, foul, throw in the towel. History, history.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski, slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. A wing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could say big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Lay, detector test.
Indeed. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled by mushy pork pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber.
Poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber. Signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget. Or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive northern bobcat. The Name Your Price the neighbor who baked you banana bread. Only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
As a financial professional, your clients expect you to know everything about, well, everything. After all, they know there's news about the markets on social media and online. That's everything, right? At Thrivent Asset Management, we help financial professionals gain the clarity they need today to position client portfolios for the potential of tomorrow. It's why the experts who manage the products we offer take an informed, long-term view of investment objectives, and why your clients still come to you for help with their questions. Put Thrivent Asset Management's 50 years of experience to work for them. Together, we can help shape the futures they imagine. Learn more about Thrivent Asset Management at thriventfunds.com/advisor. That's thriventfunds.com/advisor.
Thrivent Asset Management, a division of Thrivent, offers financial professionals a variety of investment products to help meet their clients' needs. Thrivent Distributors, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, is a subsidiary of Thrivent, the marketing name for Thrivent Financial for Lutherans.
All right, everybody. Once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to Nick Agar Johnson. He is the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for hashtag basketball in Nets Republic. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
What? Just 15 seconds to talk about Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea? That smooth taste of real brewed tea with just the right kick of alcohol. What? We started already. Twisted Tea, hard iced tea. Look for it in the bright yellow cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
What? Just 15 seconds to talk about Twisted Tea, hard iced tea? That smooth taste of real brewed tea with just the right kick of alcohol. What? We started already. Twisted Tea, hard iced tea. Look for it in the bright yellow cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Ooh, a fondue set. Now I need to find a coupon code.
Not anymore, Susan. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout.
Wait, instantly?
It's called shopping smart, not hard. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer for free and let it do the work for you.
Don't mind if I fondue.
Ah, that's kind of cheesy. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired sports commentator Dick Vitale.
Tonight's matchup is me versus an ugly fender bender. If I can eke out a win, it would be a miracle, baby.
Mr. Vitale, it wouldn't be a miracle because GEICO gives you a team of experts to help manage your claim.
It's going to be a nail-biter.
Nope. The GEICO team is there for you 24-7.
Now that's a dipsy dude, dunkaroo of a claims team. GEICO is awesome, baby, with a capital A.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance, or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month.
Visit michaeljfox.org/April to get involved and support critical Parkinson's research. That's michaeljfox.org/April, and thanks.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.